Do you know Darth Rigatoni? You might by now, Mikey. That's Michi. So, I'm not real good at the grappling stuff, the competitions. You might already know. You probably do if you've been paying attention to some other promotions other than UFC. There's submission grappling contests and belts and divisions in one. Coming up Friday the 13th, which is kind of funny. So it'll be next Friday on that one card for the Amazon Video 6 is a match with Mikey defending his belt. Just as a side note, that is Imanari in the video that he's fighting. I'm sure you know that name, the Imanari role. It was a good match. It's pretty crazy to beat Imanari. I mean, Imanari is like... But anyway, so this match should probably be pretty interesting. Now, Mikey was calling out the Sambo guys because Mikey is a BJJ guy. And you probably know the Russians do a lot of Sambo. They have Master of Combat Sports and all that stuff. And people like Habib and Islam and a lot of the Russian fighters are big Sambo guys. And then there's always this, what was the shirt? Was it Khabib that... I keep saying Khabib. Habib was wearing, or he said, if, what'd he say? If Sambo was easy, it would be called BJJ. They're constantly, I still think that's an awesome shirt. That's so funny. I mean, it's a little insulting, but it's still funny. You can't deny that part. It's pretty funny. But there's this kind of rivalry between the two. So Mikey's been kind of putting his two cents in there, saying, give me a top level Sambo guy, you know, I'll fight him for the belt. Well, grapple him for the belt. That's where it gets all cloudy in my head. I mean, I love the different disciplines and stuff, but the rule sets and the one weight classes are different, and it just makes my head spin a bit because I've said it a million times, there's only so many hours in the day. I maybe have 2 hours in a day to research stuff. And so, you know, when you get into different weight classes and different disciplines, oh boy, it's rough for me. Kind of wish I was just like independently wealthy and I could watch video all day. Wouldn't that be fun? But, so here's the thing. He's going to be submission grappling a high-level Sambo guy. He's a Mongolian fighter. He's been in a couple places. I saw him, one of his videos was in Mongolian Fighting League, which every country tends to have its regionals. That's one of them. I don't know if they're much bigger than that. Maybe they are. Maybe they're in all of Mongolia. I'm really not quite sure. There is a lot of them, in case you haven't looked into it. You'll find tons in every country, every continent. It's the MMA world is growing fast. I do this every day for about 2 hours, and I can't keep track of the names and the different things. That's why I try to spend at least 2 hours looking into stuff, so I have some idea. It's rough. But so his name, if I can even begin to pronounce it correctly, hopefully, is Guntamar. See that? No, it's Gantumar. That doesn't sound right because I'm pronouncing it wrong. It sounds way too European to be the right pronunciation. Bayandrin. I know I slaughtered that. I'm sorry. But it's going to be very interesting. On Friday, it's probably worth watching because it's going to be basically Sambo versus BJJ.